Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Mind your feet when you go into the house of God, and be near so as to hear, rather than to let fools give a sacrifice, for they do not know anything other than doing wrong. Do not be rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart be hasty in uttering a word in God's presence. For God is in heaven, but you are on the earth, so let your words be few. For a dream comes with much to occupy one, but the voice of the fool comes with many words. When you make a vow to God, do not be late in fulfilling it, for there is no pleasure in fools. What you have vowed, fulfill. It is better for you not to make a vow than to vow but not fulfill. Do not let your mouth cause you to commit carnal sin. And do not say in the presence of an angel that it was a sin through ignorance. Why should God become angry at your utterance and destroy the work of your hands? For in many dreams there are many vain things, as in many words. But fear God. If you see oppression of the impoverished, and wresting of justice and righteousness in a state, do not be surprised at the matter, for there is high rank watching over high rank, and higher ranks above them. And the benefit of the earth is for all. The king is served by the field. He who loves money will never be satisfied with money, nor will he who loves wealth be satisfied with profit. This too is vanity. With an increase in good things comes an increase in those that eat them. So what is the advantage to their owner, except a sight for his eyes? The workman's sleep is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich man does not permit him to sleep. There is a grievous injustice that I have seen under the sun, riches kept by their owner to his detriment. Then those riches are lost in a calamitous affair, and he begets a son, but has nothing in his hand. As when he came out of his mother's womb, naked, so he will return, going as he came, and he will not take any of his toil with him which he might take in his hand. And this too is a grievous injustice. In exactly the same way that he comes, so he goes. So what benefit does he have by toiling for the wind? Moreover, all his days he eats in darkness, and is much grieved, and is sick and angry. Behold what I have seen. It is right that it is pleasant to eat and drink, and to see goodness in all one's toil which one toils at under the sun, for the number of days of one's life which God gives him, for that is his apportionment. Also, as regards every man to whom God has given riches and property, and has allowed him to eat from them, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his toil, this is a gift of God. For one will not remember the days of his life much, for it is God who causes a response in the joy of his heart.